The scripture reading for this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 34 to 42. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And they all ate and were filled.
Thank you, John, for reading of the scripture today. You know that one of the happiest and most rewarding moments for me as a preacher comes when someone says that the sermon affects and shapes their everyday lives. Yes, it reassures me that the Holy Spirit works through a ministry among us. Then Sherry Ann Foster blessed my day when she said that in her everyday prayer, the phrase of the Lord's Prayer of the Week is recited over and over, more prayerfully than ever with this sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. And what she does every day with the prayer of the week became part of my daily prayer this week. The phrase of this week of the Lord's Prayer is, "Give us this day our daily bread." At first, as I repeated over and over, I realized that I didn't know until this week that God has been answering this prayer through my wife, right? Yes, and she reminds me at a meal table when I said, yes, just for the short grace, but very prayerful heart, "Give us this day our daily bread." Then after that prayer, she said, "That prayer was answered by me." She said that. And with my meditation on each word in this phrase of the Lord's Prayer this week, this sermon was born. So we will pause at each word and find its meaning for our life. First, as you see on the screen, give. Am I worthy asking God to give me something? This is one thought at one end in my mind. And at the other end in my mind, another thought was, do I really mean that I am in a needy situation, in particular when it comes to a need of material things like food? Am I that needy? Like this, I was pulled to both extreme ends. What about you? Which side are you leaning more toward this day? Or do you embrace this prayer of asking fully with no problem? Then I was reminded that Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find." And in a passage that is not far from that one, Jesus also said, Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. Father knows that you need all these things. Don't worry about tomorrow. What's the point? You might be puzzled. It is that Jesus tells us not to worry, but to ask. It is our God who wants us to have a life, abundant life. Of course, praying only for material things and success in life is a problem. But I also believe that in face of challenges with our daily needs, to leave God out is also a problem. That is a false piety. When such needs are real, those needs take up our thoughts and energy. But we decide not to bring it before God. Why? Some of you might say that it's because our issues are too small and trivial for God of the universe to take care of. That's not Christian faith. The things that occupy your heart and mind matter to God, and we bring them before God in prayer. Or you might say, oh, this is my business. I have to take care of it. God shouldn't and cannot do anything about it. God's business is only about spiritual stuff. Well, that's not Christian faith either. Because that way you are saying, what I possess is my earning, sheer output of my labor. God has no right for it. We are not an isolated hero. On earth, our lives are dependent on each other. The holistic well-being of our life is determined by others, not by ourselves only. And it is God who is in the midst of this interdependency of human life. I'm not saying that we ought to pay something like taxes to God for our life in human community on earth. I'm talking about humble acknowledgement of our dependence on God and other people. As we open ourselves to God's power and presence, and we live each moment in everyday lives that way, as we acknowledge this utter dependence on God and on others. Now in this light, you can understand better the difficult words of Jesus. Blessed is the poor. Blessed is the hungry. Why? Because Jesus knew well that those who have so little are better able to see our utter dependence. They have learned to pray for the gift that can only come from others. They have learned that human life is lived always as a gift, not as a blanket check, but gift to receive with gratitude and responsibility. This teaching becomes clearer with the second word in this phrase, give us. Right, with this prayer that Jesus taught us, we don't say, give me my daily bread, right? We say, give us our daily bread. At the first sermon in this series, I shared the imagination that Jesus opened his arms and says to us, come, join me. Let's come to my Father. He is your Father and he is our Father. And now he tells us, look around. Here are my brothers and sisters. They are your brothers and sisters. So let's pray for our brothers and sisters. Pray for bread for all children of God. Truly, this is indeed an intercessory prayer of a caring follower of Jesus who admits humbly and gratefully that we are all in this life together. We read in the gospel reading for today that Jesus had compassion for people and felt their hunger. In the meantime, the disciples suggested sending the people out to nearby village so that they could buy food for themselves. But Jesus said, "What? You give them something to eat." We, Lodi United Methodist Church, hear Jesus say, and we respond to it. We say the prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," and we live our prayer. And we don't hesitate to become an answer to our brothers and sisters' prayers. These boxes tell our story. When we learned that our United Methodist brothers and sisters in Nigeria were praying for their daily needs, we embraced their prayer as our prayer. And we affirmed kinship and unity in Christ with them. And we learned more about their needs. That way we learned that they were in need of clothing. And we began praying for them and donating clothes, shoes, and financial support for shipment of the donated items. And God was at work with us and in among us. Our mission team stepped up to take the lead on this mission. Community members brought their donation to us, and through our United Methodist connections here, we found a way to ship them a discounted price. Now before us, just as John introduced us here, 12 boxes of 1,426 clothing and shoes items plus 22 special school bags we filled with the school supplies. We are truly agent of God's mission in this world. Even during this difficult time, we don't, step back, but we stay in line for God's mission in this world. When someone in our circle of Christian church prays, God answers through our hands and feet and through our writing of caring cards and checkbook. Yes, today on World Communion Sunday, we are reminded that God has extended this circle worldwide. So we pray, "Lord, give us bread. We are all together in the hunger for starving children in this nation and around the world. We are all together in the hunger for justice for the oppressed and for all." Yes, this short prayer phrase has a lot to teach us, doesn't it? Next, "Give us this day our daily bread." What do we ask? We ask for daily bread. A funny story. One kindergarten boy noticed that people in church say a prayer about one of his favorite food items. After church, he told his mom, "Mom, when people say a prayer that they call the Lord's Prayer, why do they ask God to give them our jelly bread?" Right? Sometimes we just go ahead and say this prayer very quickly, that caused that kind of confusion. "Give us our daily bread." This week, as I recite this short prayer over and over, I realize that with this prayer, Jesus invites us to pray daily. Jesus wants us to pray for daily bread every day. It's not because unless we pray every day, Jesus or God would forget about it. But it's because God wants us to spend time with God every day and talk to Him openly about our feelings and our needs. Do you need food every day? Then do you admit that you need God, your Lord, every day? From my experiences, I have learned that when prayer is a part of my routines, I am much healthier, living a contented, thriving, and fulfilling life. My relationship with wife, children, and parents are healthy and balanced. And my satisfaction with work is much higher than when prayer is left out of my daily life. Daily prayer enables us to open wide our eyes and hearts and find God's hands that provide for us. Daily prayer helps us to discern what are our needs and what are our wants, right? Then, As prayer is a part of our everyday life, it helps us to live in ways in which our words and actions reflect what we ask God to provide for our needs. For instance, do you pray for protection these days, every day? Do you do it not out of habit, but truly mean it? Then you ought to live as you please, without precautionary measurement to practice, right? And if you do this prayer every day for protection, right? And you, if you mean it, then you ought to live driven by fear either. Okay, you might forget everything that I have said so far, but remember this. Jesus is the bread that we need every day. In praying for daily bread, let's pray for daily, everyday presence of God in our life. The day after he fed the 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 6, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Yeah, we might have this slide with that scripture, Roxy. So John chapter 6, verse 51, later, again, Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Jesus connected his life-giving love to bread, which is our daily food. Now, like the bread at the communion table, the bread in our kitchen for our breakfast is deemed holy to be received with gratitude, because that way Jesus reminds us that when you are with me, each day is holy. Jesus tells us to eat the bread and live forever. Okay, what do you mean, Jesus, when you say live forever? I believe that living forever means living each and every moment without fear of death, without worry of tomorrow. Because our faith is in God of eternity and steadfast love. Today, we are blessed. The table is open to us. At this meal, God transformed all of our lives, even the most earthy and ordinary part of our lives. And God transformed them into signs of divine presence. And through this meal, God unites us with one another in a mystical bond, though we are not in the same space. Today, on World Communion Sunday, we are united with our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, especially the United Methodist brothers and sisters to whom we send and entrust those boxes for passing the gift to children and women in Nigeria. May our eyes be open and recognize God's presence in Holy Communion and in our daily bread and in our everyday ordinary moment. May our hearts grow deep and embrace our utter dependence on God and on others. Just as bread is a communal product by farmers, millers, bakers, and delivery truck drivers, we are in the wide circle of God's kindred together. So we say, and we mean this prayer, "Lord, give us this day our daily bread." Thanks be to God.